Welcome on back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Robbie on the other side. My guy on Twitter, Justin Shock, he sent me a little note from Sam Amico.
Good or bad? I always get the two mixed up. One's the hack and one's the real reporter.
This is the hack.
Hack, okay.
This is the hack. He writes, the Miami Heat continue to look for a taker on Hassan Whiteside, but are having no luck thus far, according to league sources. Which is not surprising.
And because he's a hack.
I'm sure that they've been looking for a trade partner for Hassan Whiteside. I don't even know if Hassan... Do you think Hassan Whiteside would mind getting traded at this point? Other than leaving his koi fish. Like, he doesn't seem happy with his role here. But I just don't know where he's going to go and he's going to be... like outside of getting traded to Detroit or Utah or somewhere else. Maybe Dallas.
Or Detroit had to sit behind Andre Drummond unless he gets included in the trade.
Yeah, I don't know where he would go and he would be happy. It's just... You know, he fancies this grand role that's going to come for himself.
San Antonio?
If he goes somewhere else, I don't think it's there. Maybe San Antonio, because Pop, I mean, Pop's just railing against the three. Can you get that out of Daily Sound from last night? Greg Popovich was asked about LeBron James. I mean, this reporter asked a doozy. He's like, excuse me, Greg Popovich.
I remember this.
Excuse me, Greg. You have a good method to defend LeBron James? And you know Popovich.
Oh, no, you said, why do you have trouble? He says something about why do you have trouble defending LeBron James?
Yeah, and Pop just gives him the death stare, and obviously the guy was going to get his soul crushed.
Have you watched LeBron play before?
I mean, was there just a...
Jesus. He's LeBron James. That's what makes him difficult to guard. Anybody else?
Oh, man, that guy just probably... Right. He wanted to melt into one. He's like, oh, no.
I mean, but here's what I don't get. Right? See, it's gotten to the point now where, you know, before the media used to hide behind the phrase, we are the in-between between you and the fans.
Yeah.
Right? True. Now, they want to shock and awe. They want that response. They want that. And so...
Oh, you think they want to get popped?
No. Well, I think that guy was just ridiculous.
You don't think he got nervous? Just asked a stupid question?
I think he asked a stupid question. And I think, and I look forward to the moments, because guess what? You have to understand that you play a professional sport and you are criticized. Sometimes it's fair. I'm not going to say that we're not beyond criticism.
Mm-hmm.
But you get criticized, you get questioned, but all the time when this is happening, you don't have time to collect your thoughts. Meanwhile, the people asking the questions have that moment until after the game.
Well, Popovich had time to collect his thoughts. It's just that guy deserved that. He deserved that response.
Right. So,
why do I have trouble defending the best player on the planet? What?
Right. But so from that standpoint, like, yeah, man, I just wish, look, I've heard many times that, you know, they look at players and say, oh, that guy's not putting forth the effort and this and that. And they openly criticize a guy who they feel isn't, right? So why can't we do that to them? Hey, well, you're a professional at this, and that's the best question you could ask?
Yeah. I think that's a fair question.
Right.
I think that's a fair criticism, especially because the one thing you can say is today's day and age, these things do go all viral. Like, if there is a weird exchange, if there is a weird question that goes down. And people love the salty coach, man. Yeah. You know, there's part of it where
the funny thing is though, unlike Belichick, right? You know, Pop is messing with you because he'll smile, and for the most part, everybody likes Pop.
Yeah, but this is a different situation. Like, he's in a situation now where his team
He's rough. It's rough this year.
They're legitimately struggling, and that's not something he's used to. Especially with you know, guys retiring, Tony Parker's not there. You know, it's really like the end. And the one thing is, he had Kawhi Leonard to kind of be that guy. It's kind of what Riley wanted. Like, you know, those rumors that Riley, if LeBron would have resigned, Riley would have been done. You want that thing to always end. And it really never seemingly does end well. Maybe Belichick and Brady will be the only pairing to do it. Although it seems like they were on a crash course for that to end poorly last year.
It's still not late, too late for that.
Yeah, so it seems almost impossible to get that perfect sports ending. Because why do you want to be off the gravy train?
I mean,
why do you want to end when it's on good times?
Is it safe to say that, I mean, if you think of who had a perfect ending, how about in Denver?
Elway.
Yeah, he's like
Jeter, Kobe.
Did Jeter win a championship?
Well, he doesn't count because he was terrible.
Oh, he had the walk-off. You talking about that lame-ass walk-off?
Yeah.
but he was terrible his last couple of years.
Oh, he was terrible.
Right. So was Kobe. Just because the team won doesn't mean he rolled off into the sunset.
Kobe's teams were terrible. He just got
Kobe,
to end.
Kobe shot 72 times.
It was
a
perfect
game.
Ending for Kobe. He was happy with the way the game went.
Right.
But no, I'm talking about like legitimately getting to end on top it's really rare. Especially
who else retired on top? Ray Lewis?
Bettis?
Jerome Bettis? But what about coaches and front office guys? Like that's rare.
Look at Parcells, what he did to his legacy.
Oh my god. You know what? It angers me that people don't even mention what a boob he was, cuz he still gets waltzed in there every draft season and they're like, the great Bill Parcells. Bill, why don't you tell us what it's like to build a franchise? It's like, hey, don't ask that dummy. He left Miami in ruins and took all the money. Took the money and ran. McRoberts style.
What about Jimmy Johnson?
Oh, 62-7?
No.
Him and Marino?
It ended terribly.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Ended terribly.
Right, yes.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's in coaching and front office.
I'm trying to think. Who can say?
Do you see Belichick? At all, like, there's no way he goes out at, like, 6-10.
I see Belichick retiring 1 year before he thinks he's done.
Right, because
that's
how
the way
he does it. That's how he does it with the players, yeah.
Right.
If you were the Packers, would you trade a first-round pick for Belichick?
No.
Second-round pick?
I wouldn't trade for Bill Belichick.
Patriots really? Aren't trading, but,
because you have to understand, one of the things that makes Aaron Rodgers who he is the ability to throw.
We have the latest on Xavier Howard.
Field. Say what you want about that New England offense. It's very dink and dunk.
Understood. But you saw the love fest those guys gave each other when they played this year, right?
Oh, they're
I love you.
Wait,
no, I love you.
No. You, if anything, he was doing that for Tom Brady.
Who?
Belichick.
No.
He was just tweaking? There's certain guys that he genuinely like. Like, for example, say something bad about LT. Because keep in mind.
Oh, it was the only time I've ever heard
him. He was the defensive coordinator. He wasn't even the head coach. He was the defensive coordinator. So that relationship was even.
Oh, and it wasn't even like. Khalil Mack has been crazy good.
Right.
And
crazy
he's just
good.
Like, what do you mean, anything about LT?
Right.
I've never heard him that offended.
Yes. He might have the best quarterback to ever play the game, and he'll say, yeah, he did some good things.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
You guys were out of the room, but the Sam Amico of Amico Hoops, who Robbie has dubbed the Hack.
But I was just asking with those two guys.
Yeah, there's Sam Amick, who is USA Today. He's a legit NBA reporter. Robbie calls Sam Amico the Hack, and I agree. I co-sign. He is saying that the Heat are still looking for a trade partner for Hassan Whiteside, but have had no luck.
You of think? Course. Hey, Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher. Okay.
Definitely not Shula.
I was gonna say Urban Meyer, but he ain't done.
He ain't done. Let me ask you this. There's some rumors going out there that your boy Chris Carter, he came out with the rumors yesterday on your boy Harbaugh. He's like, the rumblings are Harbaugh's looking for a way out. And there's other people saying, oh, obviously the ties to Green Bay or to Cleveland. There's other people saying Jim Harbaugh comes back to the NFL. There's only one place he's going. That's for his boy Rossi and the pros.
Miami Dolphins.
I mean, Miami Dolphins. Think about this, though. If that were the case, would he be the luckiest guy in the world to go to places where he can do no wrong? So he went to, it's almost like the Lane Kiffin train.
Just
right?
fail up?
The Lane Kiffin train They hated him, and then somebody else just loved him the next day.
These guys are very charming.
But, wait, he's had success in the NFL. Yep. It's not, would it be a reach?
No, I don't think it's a reach, but okay. I think it's interesting. Like, yeah. If he were to go, you're being offered an opportunity in Cleveland, where you have a number one overall pick, a quarterback, and a nice, talented young roster. You have Green Bay, which is obviously looked upon as you have the best quarterback in the league to go coach, and you're a quarterback guy. But then you have the good relationship with Steve Ross. So what do you value? Do you go work for guys that maybe you don't know as well, but maybe the opportunity seems a little bit more enticing?
It's,
or do you go work
turn,
for the guy?
It's easier to get a college team like you wanted because you have access to more talent than it is an NFL team. And so,
Well, do you think Dolphin fans, if I told them that they could get Jim Harbaugh as their coach, pretty much the rush is him. I'm saying you even keep Tannehill next year.
No, I just
think, or do you think they like, want to just, if
don't
or,
you need to see that? No, wait, based on what you've seen so far with what Ryan Tannehill and Adam Gase have done together, don't you feel you need to see more of that?
No.
Why?
Because the offense isn't ranked good. Like they're
somebody
not.
Somebody text in, and I don't know how accurate this is, but I'm gonna put it out there.
You just gonna ride with a text fact?
Sounds good.
Fine.
Okay. There have been 60 quarterbacks drafted the year or after Ryan Tannehill.
So 60 quarterbacks drafted since 2012.
Yes.
Okay.
Only two of them have a better record than him.
That seems fishy.
Really?
Only because it came from the text. So.
I throw four carp.
Okay, so look it up.
Well, there's Luck and Tannehill both missed the same season, so
yeah.
It should even out.
It's, so it's Luck.
And Wilson.
Luck?
Luck's definitely got more wins than Tannehill.
And Wilson.
And Wilson, who won a Super Bowl and went to one. Yeah.
That's just in the 2012 draft.
No.
All 60.
After that. Now, keep in mind, some of them haven't played as many games, so.
Yeah, it's a fishy stat.
Yeah, but nobody, like, it. I get it. It sounds nice.
Sounds nice. But have you seen a record with Gase and Tannehill?
It's good.
Okay, and you still want to just like you're picking and choosing.
I just the offensive rankings this year like aren't good. They
don't have their players. You're doing it again.
Well, okay, that's so am I going to get to cherry pick all the time?
No. But I'm look. Good or bad. Okay? Whether it is good or bad, because we had the same conversation in the past about Hassan. And I'm like, what good is 20-10 if your team's not winning? Isn't that empty stats? It's not helping your team win.
No, but the 29th, man. Like these are the offenses they're among the league with.
Okay, count this year.
Okay.
They lost all their players.
I gotta go back 2 years ago. Like they don't have any of the same players. Other than Tannehill.
I mean, are we really gonna say we don't like this offense without players?
What I'm gonna say is if I'm gonna look at teams that I think are high powered offenses, I'm gonna go to LA, I'm gonna go to Kansas City.
Right.
And if I'm gonna look at Gase and say, hey, he's an offensive innovator,
his offense is two best guys.
Hey man, that's great. Jakeem Grant wasn't sniffing the field before this year. He wasn't.
Was he making an impact?
Not before this year.
Okay, this year.
I'm sorry.
Saying you're looking at this.
I can't be told. Like Albert Wilson, yeah, fantastic. It's been a great year.
Right.
I can't be told that the season's getting derailed because Jakeem Grant's not here.
No.
Can't.
I'm not.
You know why the season got derailed? Justin.
He thinks it's a guard.
Look how bad the guards have been since he got injured. Every single play is a holding or a sack.
Sorry, Box Boy. What are your headlines?
Huh?
Box Boy.
Yeah.
What are your headlines?
Vernon Carey Jr. picked Duke.
Of course he did. Place is amazing. What are you talking about?
We got All Canes Radio tonight on the ticket. Blake James will be our guest. And also we'll have Vernon Carey Sr. on to talk about his son's decision.
Cool.
All Canes Radio tonight.
That's awesome.
7-9. And I don't know what the other headlines are because I can't see anything.
You mean Thursday Night Football, 500-mile rule?
Yeah. What do we got on that, Robbie? What do you got?
Well, it's 595 miles, and at 1 o'clock when we did the headlines, it was at Tennessee minus 5. It's already got up to Tennessee minus 5.5.
Mm.
Money pouring in on the 500-mile rule.
People know. People know. They're like, oh, we needed the official announcement today at 1 o'clock, and they got it.
And Road Kessler, you could throw that in there, too.
Oh, my God.
Road Jaguars.
Road Jaguars.
Any Kessler.
Road Jaguars, and also
you can put Home Kessler, Turkey Day Kessler.
Any Kessler
any
you want.
Any Kessler.
And also, Titans are the Jaguars' daddy.
And also, a huge rat poison week for the Jaguars. They just shut out the Colts. They're very susceptible to the rat poison.
Don't fall for the honey trap. It's over.
That's what I'm saying. They had such a great week last week. They're going to be a little full of themselves going into tonight's game.
I'm with you, man. I don't buy it. I don't buy that at all. This is kind of a bummer to read about Alex Smith and his leg. That the surgery apparently didn't go well. Like normally these things, it's always all right.
Surgery was successful.
Apparently they're battling infection. I mean, that was a really nasty injury.
Oh yeah.
And the other thing is, we're in a day and age where it feels like guys just come back from everything.
I've been in the box, so I may have missed this. Did you give the Xavier Howard update?
No, go ahead.
All right, so the buzz, Barry Jackson comes thundering in with, he asked Adam Gase if Xavier Howard has had knee surgery. Adam Gase said he would not discuss it. Let's see.
He didn't practice today.
Xavier Howard watched practice, but was not on crutches, Gase said. So that's encouraging. Gase says he expects him to play again at some point this year.
So he's not going to play this week.
Well, now if Gase didn't rule out surgery.
Well, let's do this.
Because remember, Cam Wake had surgery and they never told anyone until after.
Yeah, but it's not. If you're the Dolphins, now if the Patriots know Xavier Howard is hurt going into this game. Man, that's you're putting him in a bad spot. So now they're going to be targeting him like crazy, wouldn't you think? Knowing that he's on a busted
wheel?
No.
Listen,
McTyre having to play cornerback.
When we have meetings during the week and we talk about what we want to do during the week, if a guy's banged up,
so like if you
talk about it and we say, oh, let's try him. Let's see what if it's a linebacker that has a bum ankle.
Right.
We run a lot of sweeps and stuff. See what his mobility is.
Oh,
if
man.
It's a cornerback,
go after him.
If it's a cornerback, he has an ankle problem. You watch him in pregame. He looks like he can run, but he's not stopping well. A lot of comebacks. A lot of stuttering goes. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I understand 100%. If a coach doesn't want to put his player out there like that, because that's what they do. They're looking at the injuries on the other team.
Yeah.
So it
almost already seems like it's already there. Like
it puts the team at a disadvantage, man, to just like, I get it. Everybody wants to know what's going on. All the guys go in there and ask questions and try to be very specific about injuries. And the coaches seem to be vague about it. Man, do you understand how much of a disadvantage you're putting that player at?
Yeah,
it's a terrible thing, man. And so to go in there and say, hey, you know, to ask, hey, is he going to play or whatever? We don't know yet. It's day to day. That should be it. But to keep going in, so that guy's just, the coach is not going to throw him under the bus. Can't. He can't. So, yeah, I'm a little tired of hearing about the injury stuff because, man, just imagine going into a game. Like, I've had times I've gone into a game and my knee was banged up and I didn't finish the last game. And all during that week, I made sure that when I was at practice and the media was watching practice, I made sure to suck it up and run, right? Just so I could go back inside and ice up. No, because I didn't want – because you don't want the other team to think, oh, I'm a running back and I got a bum knee. That's going to work well. Where do you think every tackle is going to be? I don't blame them.
No, that's what you're supposed to do. I get it. I fully get it. And especially you're going with a quarterback this good who can pick you apart.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you only have to cover 5 yards. He's only throwing 5 yards.
Oh, man.
Really? Really? The guy, wait, everybody was praising Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl, and his average pass was 6 yards.
A lot of yards, though. It worked a lot.
He had a lot of yards. Average pass, 6 yards.
15 minutes of heat is next.
Huh. Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by Champion 4x4, South Florida's number one Jeep Truck and Off-Road Supercenter. Champion 4x4, where champions are built. Also by Xfinity. Xfinity delivers the fastest internet with the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Now you can get up to 5 lines of Xfinity mobile talk and text at no additional cost. Call, click, or visit an Xfinity store. Today, your Miami Heat off. They are taking on the Phoenix Suns. They got a 6-game road trip out west. Oof, that is going to be a rough one for your Miami Heat, who are not good at basketball.
Hey, so, they seem to have been getting a whole bunch of days off lately, huh? They've been playing for the last couple of weeks twice a week.
Yeah, you're right.
3 days off going leading up to the West Coast trip.
Correct.
Got to get their mind acclimated for the travel.
They got Phoenix, the Clippers, the Lakers, Utah, Memphis, and New Orleans. Not easy. Clippers are killing it this year. Unbelievably.
At least they don't have to travel in between the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah, well, or you could look at it and say, they get it great. They get to be in Los Angeles for that time. And you know LeBron James and Dwayne Wade are going to party it up for one last dance. Like, that's definitely happening. No doubt about that.
The entire weekend.
Well, the last time LeBron finally got off the schneid, he finally beat the Heat. And chuck the ball up like it was the NBA Finals. Put 51 on that.
Wait.
I'm just recapping what happened.
You complained about the man not playing. He played, put a 50 burger up.
51,
which is a 50 burger, right? Anything over 50. So,
unless you get to a 60 burger.
Right, exactly. So
you play well.
And, yeah. You guys wanted LeBron, you got him.
He's only two games back of the Warriors. Like, I know that they just got Steph
Curry
back.
And they start off slow.
What? I didn't look into that. Yeah, I was like, he starts off bad with every team he goes to. Yeah. It's like the cycle of LeBron life.
What LeBron does with the Lakers is none of our concern. No, it's an old battle.
It's totally different. It's not our thing anymore, Robbie. We're different people.
You know what?
Liars.
You know, it is nothing worse than just lying to your boys.
I'm not lying to you. I got no issues. I'm good. Have all the success in the world. Go win the championship with the Lakers. I kind of hope he does. Like, I don't want the Kobe fans to have that over LeBron James. Good for him.
Until they find a Shaq, you can't, or Gasol, or something like that.
Nah, he's going to get Anthony.
Shaq can't play in this NBA anymore.
Whoa.
What?
Are you crazy?
I think he can, but I mean that's the thing out there. The center. Nobody throws it into the post.
Wait, there's two guys that actually played in this NBA back in the day. It was Shaq and old boy in Orlando when he was in Orlando with Stan.
Howard.
Because all they did was dump it inside, throw it outside to a shooter, which is basically what they do now.
Yeah, well, just Dwight. Dwight, I don't know if it's a body thing or what. Like, he's just. Every place he goes to is not welcome since he ousted himself from Orlando.
His ass doesn't work.
Well.
Can I, just out of curiosity, somebody feel free to text in. Hell, I know these two clowns can't answer it.
What's that?
What in the hell do you have to do to your ass to require surgery?
I feel like we need to get off this topic regarding Dwight Howard.
I don't think we should really talk about it.
Yeah, I think we should move on.
Okay.
Because there's things that are mitigating.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Good.
Okay. We'll discuss it in the break.
Well, that's a break show.
Yeah, that's a total off-the-air situation.
Did not know that I was delving into some...
It's like second time in the last 3 days where we're delving into dangerous waters.
How's the chicken?
Evidently, he's been strangled. Can't say what I wanted to say.
Cause... By the way, shout out to Paul George. Slap my fatty. Finally getting a game-winning shot.
Oh, yeah.
Are the commercials true now?
Finally, the commercials
are
true.
So we can all drink some Gatorade?
0-14 with a go-ahead shot, and he finally got it.
Yeah.
Good for Paul George. They're killing it too, man. The Thunder are 2 in the West. Denver's 1 in the West. The West is stacked. It's so good right now. Well, I mean, the Wolves are rolling since they've gotten that trade. They traded Jimmy Butler away. It's worked out for both of them.
Yeah, that usually doesn't work like that. Usually one team's going in one direction, another team's going in another direction.
Yep.
They very, very rarely do you get a win-win.
You still got the Houston Rockets who are floundering.
So, Can everybody be healthy by Christmas?
For the Heat?
Yeah.
No, because you said Deion's not coming back till January.
Well, I meant,
we don't know what's wrong with Goran.
I meant January. That's a week later.
I hope so, man. I don't know. It doesn't.
Well, who are the long term problems? It's Goran and Waiters, right? Everybody else is just.
Yeah, everybody else is here.
Is day to day kind of situation.
And Wayne's not hurt. Wayne's out again for personal stuff. We don't know what it is, but he's out for personal stuff.
Maybe he had a baby with a surrogate.
Maybe. It's baby fever at the Heat in the Heat locker room.
Yo, what's going on over there?
I don't know.
Something in the water.
Lots of little young generations of Heat lifers springing up all over the place. That's what's going down.
Really hot and thirsty in this box.
Beast is doing the show in a box today. He is literally boxed in for the show. We have Doom Picks coming up next segment. Yes. It's Chase month. We have ourselves. Let me see. Get the standings out here.
I'm 3-1.
Wait, doesn't that. Robbie have to throw as well?
I do have to throw.
He does have
for
to
last
throw.
Month.
It's the only time I'm glad I'm wearing a box, because at least if the dart hits the box.
Yeah, I've been getting pretty close
only,
to that center.
You're the only person that missed the board.
That was bad.
You lost that infamous throw off we had.
Oh, we had a throw off, right?
Yep.
All I had to do was hit the board.
That is correct. All I had to do was hit the board. All you had to do was hit the board.
After 1 week of Chase month, Robbie and I are tied at the top at 3-1. Leroy is just a game back at 2-2. Beast is 1-2-1.
Oh, yeah. 1-2-1.
1-2-1. So close. Still close for everybody.
You're like the Packers. You got that tie.
Yep. You're like the Packers. Don't know what to tell you. But anyway, this is, man. So this is going to be a tough trip. I mean, they are taking on the Suns, who are like the lone team in the West who absolutely stink.
Which is amazing because
I still, I'll never look at a East Coast team going west or what, just a long trip west and say, oh, they're going to play the Suns who suck. That's a win.
Oh, I don't look at any team anymore with the Heat and say, oh, that's a win.
Yeah. The Suns are saying the same thing. Oh, the Heat, that's a win.
In fact, the worst team, the Fishier.
That's, you know what? That's what's amazing about what's happening this year. Because we're all looking at these teams like the Heat are supposed to be beating them, and D Wade said it best.
Yep,
those teams are better than us.
Don't tell you guys, the Magic are better,
right? And so we never, never, ever consider. And maybe it's a fan thing that under no circumstance can we ever admit that the other team was better. I know as a player, I refuse to do it.
Pride.
I guess.
Even if a team is 4-20,
even if.
I don't think you can have pride games.
Is the Suns record really 4-20?
It's really 4-20.
I don't think you have pride games in the NBA.
You want to know what really hurts?
And don't they have Ayton? Wasn't he supposed to be like, isn't he like Zion?
When they've had, like, I think, I'm not quite sure, but I think Devin Booker's out right now too. I feel like he's got
so they have Devin Booker and
DeAndre
Ayton.
Yep.
And
their coach is the Slovenian guy.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Why?
I mean, let's be honest.
They're 4-20.
Because he's Slovenian?
I mean, didn't we see this with, like if you haven't coached in the NBA, like, I'm sorry. Like, didn't we see this with Blatt?
No, but David Blatt wasn't humble. David Blatt came in there thinking that he was Israeli Red Auerbach. Like, if Igor comes, because Igor was actually in the NBA. He was on staffs.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody said Hassan already said his baby's name will be Patrick because of SpongeBob.
No, he didn't. I don't believe that.
Somebody, look that up, please.
Can't because of Pat Riley?
No, I don't believe that.
Oh, my God. If he names his kid after a SpongeBob character, that's it. That's an automatic. You're out.
Devin Booker.
You're out.
Devin Booker played 2 games ago. He didn't play the last game. It looks like he sat out. I think he's been dealing with a hamstring injury.
Oh.
This year, he is shooting 44%. He's shooting 31% from three. He's averaging 23.5 points a game. But they stink, man. But, look, you look at the... If you want a sobering thing for the Heat, if you still want to check this up, they're 4-20. The Hawks are 5-20. Two of those wins came from the Heat. So let that sink in. The Heat are the reason the Hawks are not the worst team in the league right now.
I think this texter wants to say they need Gogi back bad, but it reads they need Jokic back bad. Justice and Jay Rich are better off the ball. Jay Rich came by a bucket when he brings it down the court and drives him.
Yeah, I'll take Nikola Jokic.
Huh?
I'll take Nikola Jokic.
No, I think he's speaking.
Oh, you think he just spoke into his phone?
Yeah.
And it came out Jokic?
Oh, I do that all the time.
No.
Yep. Now that you got your phone back.
Yeah.
Also, followed by, you guys moving Beast around via hand truck?
No. I'm walking around the building in a box. As a matter of fact, I just walked down the hall. Two things happened. One, Laz, our IT guy, started punching me in the box.
Jeez.
That's
definitely an HR issue.
It still hurts when you get punched in the kidney in a box. And two, I got lunch for a couple people in the meeting room, because there was a bunch of non-Jews that wanted to have some Jew food. So I ordered latkes and knishes and a bunch of stuff for people, but I forgot to invite Dina.
Right.
And now she's not talking to me.
Man, look.
She's going to take out her revenge on the bullpen.
Can I just break this to you, Beast?
Yeah.
You're my boy,
mm-hmm.
right?
I don't really believe that, but
No.
I mean,
no.
We've been together for
Guess
a while.
Guess what?
Yeah.
By the way.
For better or for worse.
There is nobody that, you ask these Texans, there's nobody that defends me more than you. So there's nobody that defends you more than me.
That's correct. We had a moment.
Anyway, no, we didn't.
No.
See, you just, there you go.
You want a hug?
No. So, here's the thing. You think people are losing sleep because you didn't invite them? Okay.
I mean, you just got boxed in again.
I'm just trying to keep it real.
You've been boxed in.
So apropos.
I just love the echo. That's my favorite thing about the entire thing.
Like, I can't, because I'm trying to lean forward towards the mic, but the way my pupik is, which is my stomach in Yiddish, it doesn't allow me to.
Look, you're talking to a redneck and a black man. You think we know what the
pupik.
I'm not even.
Pupik, it means stomach.
Yeah. Why not just say stomach?
Because it's Yiddish. The way my short legs and my fat thighs and my stomach come together, it makes a triangle of blubber that won't let me get near the mic.
Jeez. Oh, beast in a box is literally definition of a round peg in a square hole.
Point for Texter.
The Bucket of Doom is next.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on a Thursday. It is a Doom Box Thursday. Beast is in a box. He is boxed in all show.
Beast in a box.
It's also time. We got a bunch of stuff we got to get done here because it is a.
Should Robbie board. Throw first? Or
yeah, he's going to throw first, and then we're going to get to our picks.
Okay.
So Robbie has to throw out the dartboard of doom.
They got him in the box.
And the dartboard of doom is the person who had the worst month in picking games on our show.
And this has only been one of two guys.
Yep. So far, Leroy and I have had a clean football season, and it has been all Robbie and or Beast.
Yeah, you got to put your wings on it.
So here's what's up there.
What are you going to throw, a knife style?
So here's what we got. We have up on the board, we have the Pootie Tang. Obviously, you got to dress like Pootie Tang. We have the ab roller, where he has to do ab rolls between each segment. We have the Fiddler Crab, in honor of Justice Winslow. And that is, he has to wear lobster claws for the entire show. We have the Matt Patricia, which is my favorite. Matt Patricia, of course, earlier this football season, yelled at a reporter for his posture. And so Robbie has to... Robbie has to do the entire show with a book on his head. Keep good posture. And finally, of course, we have the groundskeeper. It's an honor, Brian Anderson. You have to do the show with a Marlins jersey holding a rake. Robbie, wing that thing, man. What do you got? All right, Robbie steps up to the plate. Leroy looking him down. There he goes.
So close.
Oh my God.
That was the closest we've been to a bullseye all season. That was crazy. Because there is one way out. I forgot to mention this on the dartboard of doom.
Take the wings off and put the dart back in.
There's only one way out of the dartboard of doom, and that is if you hit a bullseye, you can pick a new thrower.
Well,
if
you get a green, you pick a new thrower. If you get the red, all of us have to throw.
Yep. That was close, Robbie.
If he got red, would I have to throw from the box?
No, I would have let you. I would have let you throw. I don't think that's physically possible, man. We're Instagram live right now, by the way, on The Ticket Miami, if you guys want to see Beast in the box. As Robbie's about to step up, and we're going to do our picks. Beast, do you want Robbie to do your picks for you?
No, no, just hand me the bucket.
All right, hand him the bucket, Robbie. There we go.
What do we got, four?
Four games, man.
Four games.
All right, he's got one game.
I think I got three. I got one more.
Two, three. He's reaching out there. He's got one
more.
Got it. All right, Leroy, you're up, man.
I'm going to have to turn the flashlight on in my box.
All right. Leroy, pick a game, man.
Can't see.
Wait, I think this is a loose one. I think it's a loose one that fell out.
Give me that one.
Oh, you still got four, right, Beast? Because you got a straggler.
I think I have four.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Robbie.
All right.
Robbie's reaching in there. He's throwing.
One, two, three, four. All right.
I got to tell you, Beast,
I'm putting my flashlight on.
Kind of liked you in the box today,
man. Oh,
man. Like the effect it brings to the show.
I got a terrible game.
All right, let's read these off, boys. Beast, what do you got, man?
Okay, got my flashlight on. I got Giants at Redskins. Giants are a 3.5-point favorite. I got Colts at Texans. Houston is a 5-point favorite at home. Then I've got Rams at Bears. Rams are a 3-point favorite
Sunday
on the
night.
Road in Sunday Night Football. And last but not least, Saints. At Bucks, New Orleans is an 8-point favorite at Ray J.
It's a revenge game for the
Saints. Game. Huge revenge game. All right, Beast, what do you, Leroy, what do you got, man?
I have the Ravens visiting the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 6.5-point favorite. I have the Jets visiting the Bills. Buffalo is a 3.5-point favorite. Eagles visiting the Cowboys. Dallas is a 3.5-point favorite. And the Steelers visiting the Raiders. 10.5-point spread.
Robbie, what do you got, man?
Thursday night football, Jaguars at the Titans.
Oh, boy.
At the time of the drawing, the Titans are 5-point favorites. You know I'm going to pick. I don't go against my own rule. I'm taking the Titans all day.
All right.
Panthers at the Browns.
Panthers are reeling, man.
Yeah, they're only 2-point favorites in Cleveland. And I got, Denver at San Francisco. Denver is a 4-point favorite at San Francisco. And finally, I got the Patriots and the Dolphins. The Patriots are 7.5-point favorites on the road.
Take the damn Dolphins!
Come on, man. They don't have their best event. What are you talking about?
Take
Xavier Howard had two interceptions against Brady last year. He's not playing.
This place kills the Patriots.
All right, here's what I got. I got the Vikings taking on the Seahawks. Seattle is a 3-point favorite with the 12th man.
That's Monday night, by the way.
Monday night football. Falcons at the Packers. They're still doing this thing with the Packers, man. 5.5-point favorites over the Falcons. And it's gonna be cold. It's gonna be 29 degrees.
It's gone down. It was at 6.
That's not ideal for Matt Ryan, but man, that's crazy. Lions at the Cardinals. That is a trash heap of a game. Detroit is a three-point road favorite. I don't know how you could ever make Matt Patricia a favorite. He sucks. And then this, Leroy. We thought we were gonna go the whole week without one. We got one. Bengals at the Chargers. Los Angeles is a 14-point favorite.
Oh, pride game.
They're at home. They're quote-unquote home.
Now, is their quarterback Jeff Driscoll?
Yes.
Their quarterback is Jeff Driscoll. Is their pride with Jeff Driscoll?
He sucks for the Gators.
AJ Green's also out.
No AJ Green. Done for the season. Does pride apply?
Ooh, not if you're missing your best player.
Pride doesn't apply if you, Jeff Driscoll is your quarterback.
Okay, so that's an amendment to the rule.
AJ Green is out. You can't have pride and have Jeff Driscoll as your quarterback.
I'm just trying to figure out the rule.
He wasn't even good as a Gator. How's he good in the NFL?
I don't know, man. I was just trying to figure out the rule because I thought
no,
if it was
pride,
that big a favorite, pride.
Pride cannot be applied if your quarterback is Jeff Driscoll.
So no pride.
It's the Driscoll rule.
And by the way, I think Leroy might have pulled out a pride game with that Raiders and Steelers game because the Steelers are road 10-point favorites, 10.5-point favorites. Is that a pride game?
I feel like you're weighing in on the pride rule.
No. You got to be
there's a
decent.
System.
Well, what is decent?
I mean, the Raiders prided last week against Kansas City.
Just under 500?
The Raiders are bad.
I understand they're bad, but I thought pride.
They prided last week.
Yeah, they did pride last week. You told me to take pride, and I didn't.
I can neither confirm or deny whether this will be a pride game.
Feels like you're weighing on the pride. I got to be honest with you.
Don't get off the fence. Pride or no pride? Ah, what's happening?
Robbie's trying to get back to run the show,
man.
Oh,
I thought Leroy was going to punch me again. Ah, mommy. Ah, the box just dug into my waist.
This has been my favorite show.
I hate
I feel like I've been saying that a lot lately.
I hate you. You think Francesca's gonna do a show in a box?
He always does a show in a box. You've met a person who gets cold takes more than Mike Francesa?
If he's awake to remember him.
I don't care what they say on Twitter.
Who?
Who is this, Mr. Freeze?
Who's Babers? I don't know who he is. Ugh. Is that like a...
I just want the Dolphins to win because I don't want to deal with Monday here. With this damn Bostonian intercom. Like, we're Boston South down here with all the people.
Beast is trying to ride defense.
I'm not riding anything. I think the Dolphins are going to win if
sure
not cover.
Okay, sure you do, buddy. Sure. You tried this move last time and it worked.
I'm not trying anything.
You're trying. We see right through you. Why would you think the Dolphins are going to win?
Oh, if I burp, it echoes. Just because I have bad juju feeling.
Bad juju feeling?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. The Dolphins don't have their best defender. They're banged up. You have Tom Brady. What are you afraid
of? They don't play well down here. Unless they have freaking.
You don't think
Randy
they've
Moss.
Heard that? You don't think they've heard that all week? All the beat writers are reminding them, "Hey, you guys are 4-1-4 in your last five games."
The last 78 years, the beat writers have been reminding
them. Not always. It's got to act like that. You guys always lose down here. It's like a once every other year thing.
Bolin's right there in Belichick's office. Hey, you guys know you've only won one game down there in the last past 5 years.
Oh, trust me, Belichick knows. Belichick's looking to get a win and then vacation a little.
Believe me, he knows.
He knows. He's gonna say, "What's the matter? You guys can't win in Florida."
They might come down here tomorrow.
Get a little running in the sand?
No.
It's going to be Belichick and Tom Brady running on the beach like Apollo and Rocky?
He says, like, we went to San Diego 1 year. We went on Friday. He says, we're going out a day early so you guys don't look around and concentrate on football because we'll get that out of us on Friday.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
Like, you know, you're in sunny, you left Cleveland, snowing. You go to sunny, beautiful San Diego.
It's Belichick,
you don't
man.
Get caught up in the...
He just thinks like you're going to be distracted by the weather. What a guy.
I'm telling... Hey, man, all coaches are like that. I'm telling you. All coaches are like that.
Yeah, and somehow everybody who leaves him seems to not be as good at that.
I only have 2 more minutes in the box, thank God.
You excited about that?
No. Listen,
I mean, I kind of doing the show in here.
No, Asani.
You know what the worst is? When you drop those little subtle... Like managerial hints.
Yeah, those whines.
But like, hey, we need to be out on time.
Yeah. Get out.
So he
a
says,
time,
I'm glad I only have 2 minutes left in the box. Like, why don't you just come out and say it? Let's make sure we're off the air.
We have 1:30 left.
The guys who are coming up next are eagerly waiting here to get in the studio.
Yeah, that must be crazy news that's going
to
break at any point.
All they have to do is push play.
Oh, you know that's happening. Right at 3:00, like, Howard's going to be announced that he's going to be out for the year.
You guys want to go a little long today?
No. I swear to God, I will come out of my box and beat you senseless. No. Don't. Mommy.
What? He's not doing anything.
Not yet.
Being so soft.
Not yet.
He's just leaning on you. Just weighing on you a little bit.
God, my thighs are so fat.
He's not going after you. He's not looking to...
It took you a box for you to realize that? What are you doing?
Trying to get out the top.
Put a finger up.
No, he's holding you down so you can't get to me. So now we can just go as long as we want.
No!
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Hey!
You guys think Burn for Burn made the right choice going to Duke?
What? What are you doing?
I mean...
We don't start topics now. We
No. It's a big topic.
It's hard to argue. Look, you know, don't get too hard on Jim Larranaga.
Just 25 seconds.
I know that they've lost to some Ivy League schools and all that, but it's not that big a deal. You know, this guy's
They're really smart, those Ivy League schools.
They are smart. They got the...
15 seconds.
They don't have the Princeton offense for nothing. That's a thing.
That is a thing.
They just should. Do you think they have the Yale offense?
Leroy's attacking from the back.
There's a hole back here.
Jesus. I turned around and saw a black man entering my box.
Jesus.
I mean, it is factually correct.
So was strangling the chicken, but you seem to have a problem with that.
Yeah, he definitely did.
I have nothing wrong with strangling a chicken.
All right, so we're over 48 now. So what do you guys want to talk about?
500 mile rule. We got to let the people know one more time.
Oh, you got to let them know one more time, guys. It's guaranteed money today.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing it justice if we just stop now.
We'll talk to you guys live tomorrow from the Hard Rock. If you guys want to come by, say hello. We'll be at the poker room there. Come and say hello. Beast, you can now get out of the box.
Thank you.